New deadline nears for hostage deal.
We don't have much time. We have seconds, minutes.
The toll from the Northeast blizzard.
There's probably tens of millions of dollars worth of damage here.
Common chemical danger.
To potentially accelerate menopause by 2 to 4 years.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, time may be slipping away for two hostages held by ISIS.
I'm Kenji Goto-Jogo. This is a voice message I've been told to send to you.
One of them, the Japanese captive, was heard in a new audio tape today with a deadline for action that's less than 2 hours away. ISIS wants Jordan to release an Iraqi prisoner, it says it will kill a Jordanian pilot it holds. The pilot's father made an impassioned plea.
I make a suggestion to the people of Jordan to push more on their government to protect the life of their son. Otherwise, your king is the one who killed him in his stubbornness.
It's not clear what might happen to the Japanese hostage, but his life has been threatened before. David Pollack of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says any swap could increase the danger to others.
This kind of a deal will probably only encourage the terrorists of Islamic State to take more hostages if they can.
Forecasters say New England residents who dug out from 2 feet of snow or more are in for more, up to 6 inches in some places. CBS's Anna Werner is in Marshfield, Massachusetts, a city battered by the blizzard.
The combination of high winds, heavy snow, and blowing seawater left some towns along the Massachusetts coast a frozen, icy mess with downed power lines, collapsed roofs, and blown out windows.
There's probably tens of millions of dollars worth of damage here.
Phil Tavares is Marshfield's police chief.
There's an awful lot that goes into this, and I would imagine it's going to take us a couple of years to completely rebuild things.
Bob, boom, you know, just like fast as lightning. Wham!
Marshfield lobsterman Tim Mannix has half a dozen broken bones in his face after the storm came barreling through the sliding doors of his seaside house in the middle of the night.
I know I'm lucky. Yeah, oh yeah, I know it.
Now he's just doing his best to deal with both the physical and emotional damage left behind.
The measles outbreak linked to California's Disneyland has now grown to 95 known cases in 8 states. 200 children may have been exposed to a woman with the measles who went to an Arizona urgent care facility, where Deborah Stevens is a spokeswoman.
Measles is contagious a full 24 hours before the fever comes, and that's well before the rash begins. So it's entirely possible that someone could not know that they have the measles and infect other people unintentionally.
Arizona's ordering anyone exposed to the measles who hasn't been vaccinated to be quarantined for 3 weeks. There's new evidence of a link between some common household chemicals and the early onset of menopause. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Research indicates women can go through menopause 2 to 4 years earlier when they have higher levels of certain chemicals in their blood and urine.
PCBs, pesticides, phthalates, and furans.
CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus says some of those are banned but have lingered in the environment. Others still common. Phthalates, for instance, are used to soften plastic.
They're in many cosmetics like lipstick, and they're in some of the soft moldable plastics that we use potentially for our children and to cook in.
He says try to stay away from chemicals when possible, and certainly more research is needed here, Steve.
Well, a new insurance industry report makes clear what automakers have been contending. The newest vehicles are the safest. Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry for WWJ Detroit.
Your chance of dying in a crash is one-third less in a 2015 model vehicle than it is in something 3 years older. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety President Adrian Lund says part of this is technology, part design.
You know, the occupant compartments don't collapse, and there's room in there for you to be protected by your safety belts and airbags.
Lund says modern safety equipment saves 8,000 lives a year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
There are developments this morning in the stories of two air tragedies. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Steve, Malaysia has declared the disappearance of Flight 370 last March was an accident, and that clears the way for Malaysia Airlines to compensate relatives of the 239 victims while the search for the plane off the southwest coast of Australia continues. And the lead investigator in the crash of Air Asia 8501 says the French co-pilot was at the controls when the plane went down a month ago. Data from the black box flight data recorder reveals what is called a pretty clear picture as the plane climbed abruptly and stalled before plunging into the Java Sea.
Another story in the air is closer to what may be a record-shattering ending. CBS's Peter King joins us with the latest on a pair of adventurers in a helium-filled balloon.
Steve, those balloonists are just a few hundred miles off the California coast and less than 2 days from breaking a pair of major records. Pilots Troy Bradley of Albuquerque, Russian Leonid Tukhatayev launched last weekend from Japan. If they make it, they'll break a distance record of 5,208 miles set more than 30 years ago. They also hope to break the flight duration record, more than 137 hours set in 1978 during the first transatlantic balloon flight. That's long been considered the holy grail of ballooning. Steve?
Well, change at the top for a fast food giant. Investors are loving it. McDonald's stock was up more than 3% in after-hours trading when it was announced CEO Don Thompson is leaving the company. McDonald's has been trying to transform its image and halt a sales slide. Thompson's being replaced by company veteran Steve Easterbrook. Anticipation's building for Sunday's Super Bowl game. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at efforts to make the huge event safe.
As the Super Bowl approaches, security is increasing. Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are working together. Yesterday, Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson was here in Phoenix.
I'm confident that we will have a safe and secure and successful event on Sunday.
Among the special equipment being used, detectors to protect against a biological attack. On Sunday, the airspace above the stadium will be a no-fly zone, and everyone entering the stadium will be subject to a physical search. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
The Nobel Prize-winning co-inventor of the laser has died. Physicist Charles Townes was 99. And author Colleen McCullough has died at 77. She wrote the wildly popular novel, The Thorn Birds.
Maggie, you're so beautiful.
Oh, thanks, dude.
The 1983 TV miniseries based on the book was one of the top rated of all time. The job market may be improving, but a new survey looks at the rising struggle to make ends meet. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
More and more Americans are finding themselves in a bind.
You don't have the income to cover your basic needs. You don't have that cushion to help you out from time to time. And then what do? You have to borrow.
Jennifer Brooks with the Corporation for Enterprise Development, whose study finds a problem with that borrowing.
56% of all consumers don't have credit that would qualify them for prime mortgages or short-term loans.
So, says Brooks, we opt for the high interest rate fringe financial services and dig ourselves in even deeper. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
New census figures indicate 1 in 5 American children, some 16 million, were on food stamps last year. That's the highest number since 2008 when the economy tumbled into recession. Half of the children on food stamps were living only with their mothers. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.